This evening,
ese evento.
Bueno, we have
esta noche,
an expert panel,
una mesa de especialistas,
who will provide brief 10-minute commentary,
unas observaciones de 10 en 10 minutos cada uno,
on the living legacy
de la herencia
of Hugo Chavez Frías.
De Hugo Chavez Frías.
Our format is that they will speak for 10 minutes apiece.
Hablarán, como dije, cada uno 10 minutos.
And after their presentations,
después de sus presentaciones,
we will take 3 to 4 comments or questions from the audience
tres o cuatro observaciones
as
o
blocks.
De ustedes.
The panel will decide which of those comments or questions they will respond to,
de contestar,
briefly responding.
Con mucha brevedad.
And this is in the spirit of Hugo Chavez Frías, of a participatory democracy.
De la democracia participativa de Hugo Chavez.
Not a representative democracy,
no,
where you simply listen to talking heads.
De oír a gente que habla y se le oye nada más.
Before introducing our panelists, I want to acknowledge one of the most important legacies of Hugo Chavez,
más importantes de Hugo Chavez,
which was reflected in the primary declaration of the recent meeting of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean Nations in Havana, Cuba.
Que se efectuó en La Habana, Cuba.
The 33 countries participating in that gathering
que participaron en esa reunión,
representaron capitalist countries,
capitalistas,
social democratic oriented countries,
países de orientación sociodemócrata,
Marxist perspectives,
puntos de vista marxistas,
but they had a common interest and a common unity
in
finding mutual benefit among themselves.
De dilucidar los beneficios comunes.
And in that context, their primary declaration,
en ese contexto, su declaración primordial,
was to call for Latin America and Caribbean,
para que la América
and the Caribbean to be a zone of peace.
Zona de paz.
A zone in which there would be non-interference into the sovereignty and the self-determination of
nations.
A zone in which the principle of pluralism would be upheld. And each population would decide with its representatives
con sus representantes
what economic and political projects
político y
it desired to pursue.
¿Qué sistema económico y político quieren tener?
I emphasize that point
esto
as I move to our panelists because this is a moment of much controversy,
un momento de mucha controversia,
of conflict,
de conflicto,
and I ask all of you to observe civility and respect. All opinions and comments are welcome. I ask we all to model the world that we claim we wish to live in.
Me parece que debemos ser como un modelo del mundo que queremos reivindicar.
Our panelists this evening, I will give a brief introduction to them because you have extensive write-ups about each of them.
Porque tienen todo esto por escrito en el programa.
Our first panelist will be Daniel Cobale, a graduate of Columbia Law School,
titulado de Columbia,
a labor and human rights lawyer.
Un abogado de derechos humanos y de asuntos laborales.
The Christian Science Monitor recently referred to his work of defending Colombian trade unionists
de los sindicalistas
as one of the most prominent defenders of Colombian workers in the United States. He will be followed by
de los Estados Unidos. Y después hablará
Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research here in Washington, D.C. He writes a weekly column for The Guardian Unlimited, which I urge you all to read.
Y los invito a que
and he will be followed by Ambassador Escalona. Ambassador Escalona's presentation is in the program, and so you may read along with him.
En inglés y en español.
Good evening.
Muy buenas noches.
So, first of all, I just want to say how much it's an honor for me to be here tonight to talk about the legacy of Hugo Chavez. And I want to thank the Venezuelan Embassy for the invitation. I'd like to refer to the United States is a land of forgetfulness.
Como una tierra del olvido.
And I don't know if I made it up. Probably Eduardo Galeano did, but so I'll
quizás
say
otros lo han dicho.
But,
no sé si yo le he acuñado esta frase.
And what do I mean by that?
¿Y qué quiero decir con esto de la tierra del olvido de Estados Unidos?
I think that we have such a poor grasp of history that we allow ourselves to repeat the same errors over and over. And so I want to talk a little bit about the history of Latin America, at least as I know it, and how Hugo Chavez fits into that. So if you recall, upon his first meeting with Barack Obama, Chavez handed him this book, The Open Veins of Latin America, by Eduardo Galeano. And the interesting thing about the book, which as you see, it's very well read, I've read it many times, I've read it recently, is that it was published in 1973, and it ends on a hopeful note, with a doctor being elected in Chile named Salvador Allende. And as we know, very shortly after this book was published, Allende was overthrown and he was murdered in the presidential palace. Which brings us to more current time. I recall very vividly April of 2002, when a very similar event played out in Venezuela, when there was a coup against the democratically elected President Hugo Chavez, in which he was kidnapped, brought to an island, in which it looked like the revolution there was over, much like happened in Chile. But I also remember waking up on that Sunday, would that have been the 13th of April, I think? And listening to the news and hearing that Hugo Chavez had returned that night to the presidential palace. And I remember dancing around the room with my little children and saying this would be like Salvador Allende coming back from the dead. That this had never happened before. That a leader in Latin America had been overthrown, but he returned. And I think that he will be remembered for that moment in which he was returned not by a miracle,
no fue un milagro que lo
devolvió, not from the heavens,
no vino de los cielos,
at least not that I know of, I won't discount
que yo
that,
sepa, no bajó de los
but
cielos,
a miracle from the streets,
fue un milagro que se
because who returned to power?
Calles.
The poor people who came from the barrios to the streets
los que salieron de los barrios
asked that he be returned.
Exigieron que volviese.
And why would they do that?
¿Y por qué lo hicieron?
Because during his presidency,
durante su presidencia,
poverty was slashed by nearly 50%. Inequality was slashed by over
50%.
Public spending was increased by 60%. The oil proceeds of Venezuela, Venezuela's oil for the first time was being used for the Venezuelans. And it was being used for the poor,
y para el pobre, sobre todo.
For hot meals for children,
comida
schools,
caliente
for
para
example,
niños escolares,
for health care,
atención médica.
And the beneficiaries of those policies came to rescue Chavez.
Vinieron a rescatar a Chavez.
What else did he do?
¿Y qué más hizo?
I think
Chavez.
What is also forgotten, and I think which the U.S. press purposefully obscures, is that on a profound level, Chavez was a Democrat, a small d Democrat. He believed in democracy. He stood for election more than any leader in Latin
America.
He created what Jimmy Carter called the best electoral system in the world. An electronic system backed up by paper ballots that was used and is used at every region in the country. Unlike, for example, in the U.S., where every state decides what form of balloting they will use, and we end up things like bizarre things like hanging chads in Florida. Well, Venezuela and Chavez eliminated that in this new uniform electoral system.
en Venezuela.
The other thing that Chávez did, which has been alluded to,
que se ha mencionado,
he was very much
fue
a man of peace in the region.
Un hombre de paz en la región.
There are negotiations now in Havana, Cuba,
ahora en La Habana, Cuba,
between the guerrillas of Colombia and the Colombian government,
Colombia y el gobierno colombiano,
largely because of the efforts of Hugo Chávez,
sobre todo por los esfuerzos de Hugo Chávez,
who helped broker those peace negotiations.
De esas negociaciones de paz en La Habana, Cuba.
The other thing, I'm a labor lawyer. It's my day job.
Abogado laboral, como les dijeron,
and
es mi trabajo de día a día, de sol a sol.
Under Chávez, and I don't want to say Chávez did it because the people did it, but
Chávez lo hizo,
under Chávez,
lo hizo,
the Venezuelans
Chávez
passed some of the most progressive labor laws in the world.
Leyes entre las más progresistas del mundo.
Just to name a few aspects of it,
algunos aspectos de esas leyes.
It forbids any employer, even non-union employees, from being fired without just cause.
Despida a gente, aunque no esté sindicalizada.
As a union guy, I would like to see that in this country.
Ojalá sucediese algo parecido en este país.
It requires businesses to share at least 15% of their profits with the workers.
De sus ganancias, de su lucro.
It requires employers to pay workers severance if they lose their job for any reason.
Pago por despido, si por algún motivo
gives workers the right to continue running factories, which employers may decide to stop opening. Again, working for a steel industry like I do,
por ejemplo,
that would have been a nice thing to have over the years.
Acero, eso hubiese sido maravilloso en este país, ver eso en este país.
And it grants very liberal parental leave to mothers and fathers, and gives mothers who return to work 1.5 hours per day to breastfeed. In fact, I was talking to someone in this room utilizes that law and said it was thanks to the revolution.
Leyes que surgen gracias a la revolución.
And in the end,
y al final,
last year,
el año pasado,
Venezuela was ranked, in fact, the happiest country in Latin America.
Como el país más feliz de la América
Latina. And I believe ninth in the world.
Noveno en el mundo.
And that is the legacy of Hugo Chávez, and I could say much more, but I'm sure the other folks will. But I think when you look at what's happening now, and we also think, I'll begin where I ended my talk with Chile in 1973, when we look at what's happening now, we need to put all those things in perspective. And I believe we need to defend the gains of Hugo Chávez. Thank you.
Gracias. Excuse me, are the English-speaking people listening well? Can you hear well?
Yes.
Okay, fine, thank you. ¿Los de habla hispana también escuchan bien? Sí, okay, very good. Como dicen aquí, just checking.
Okay, so is that working? So, thanks to everybody for coming.
Gracias
thank
a
you
todos
all for
por venir.
Organizing this panel and Oscar,
por haberme invitado, y gracias a Oscar
for the translation. I will try to speak slowly that,
y voy
so
a tratar de hablar lentamente
it can be done
para que se
almost
haga bien
simultaneously.
Y que la haga, como dijo, casi simultáneamente.
So I remember
así que me acuerdo
the same moment that
el mismo momento,
Dan mentioned
que
when
mencionó Dan,
Chávez came back
cuando Chávez volvió,
and I was really happy.
Y realmente me sentí
and
sumamente gozoso.
I couldn't sleep for
y
a couple of days.
No pude dormir.
Because it was kind of like
noches,
a miracle. And
que fue un milagro.
I remember I first met Chávez in
2003, Chávez,
about a year later, and
tres,
I told him the story.
Le conté.
And, you know, he at that time, I don't think he had met
a la
too sazón many
no había conocido
people from this country
a mucha gente
who were really
país,
anti-imperialist. And so he asked me, about, you know, how did you get to have these views? And I told him,
preguntó,
there are a lot of people here like that.
Y le dije, hay mucha gente como
we,
yo aquí en este
know,
país, en Estados Unidos.
For me, it was the coup in Chile that
fue el golpe de Chile,
you know,
el que
really
galvanizó
opened my eyes,
mi modo
although
de pensar.
I also, of course, saw the Vietnam War.
Y luego la guerra de Vietnam.
And anyway, he gave me a big hug and he said, my brother.
Entonces,
and I remember
me acuerdo muy bien
one other thing, one other story I want to tell
un
was he had a dinner once with about 100 people from movements all over the
se reunió en una cena con
the Americas.
Cientos de personas de los movimientos de las Américas.
And he sat there, you know,
se
for about an hour.
Durante una hora.
and didn't say anything,
y no dijo nada.
And went around the table, and everybody told their stories of what they were working on, different social movements, MST from Brazil, for example,
por ejemplo, el caso
people
de Brasil,
working for debt cancellation.
Que
and he just took notes.
Deuda, y él tomó notas, tomaba notas.
And then, at
y
the end,
luego, al final,
he said, okay,
dijo, muy
he
bien.
Went through his notes, he said, here's where I think we can help.
Lo que pienso que podemos hacer
and
para
I thought,
ayudar.
You know, what head of state in the world would do something like that?
Jefe de Estado del mundo
it's very rare.
Hace algo así. O sea, algo, es raro.
And then he gave this speech
y luego dio un discurso
about how,
acerca
when he was in
de
jail,
cómo cuando estaba en la cárcel,
he realized
Chavez
that he really wasn't that important,
de que
that it was really the people
lo,
who
lo más
made history.
Era el pueblo que forja la historia.
And I thought about that, and I thought,
eso,
well, you know, that is obviously an important truth.
Dije,
but on the other hand,
muy
por
otra
if
parte,
it wasn't for him and the Kirchners in Argentina,
lo mismo
and Lula,
de que él,
and
los
Evo,
Kirchner, Evo Morales,
and Correa, you wouldn't really be looking at the
entonces,
continent that you see today.
El continente de hoy no es el mismo
I really
de antes.
Believe that. There's been enormous
ha
changes
tremendo
in the past 15 years,
en estos 15
and he
años.
Was the first one.
Y fue el primero,
el and before that,
antes,
it wasn't really known
no era conocido.
If it were possible to do anything like this, because
no,
the experience of the past had been that people
así.
Like this who were elected
la gente que era
didn't last if the United
no,
States
no,
didn't want them there.
No,
and so it has been an enormous change. And it's almost
salían.
Completely unrecognized
entonces,
here.
Fue
difícil. You know, I think I saw the first article ever
no
in the Washington Post just a couple months ago that said that actually described this change that had taken place. That there were left governments all over the place and that this was really a whole new hemispheric relation and an enormous geopolitical change. And this was a news article and it was the first time I saw that discussion. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I, because I don't read the Post that much, but I read the New York Times. And I've never seen an article like that in 15 years. It's a profound state of denial.
So, caso de negación.
It's not surprising that the guy who started it off
no me sorprende que quien empezó todo
doesn't get a lot of credit for it.
No reciba mucho crédito.
In fact,
por lo
he gets
empezó.
Well,
al contrario,
they demonized him,
lo demonizan,
of course.
Lo satanizan.
And that legacy
legado,
of demonization lasts to this day.
Dura hasta ahora, la
as you see the news coverage.
Tal como se ve en la cobertura de los medios de difusión hoy.
You know, in 2012, I pick up the paper and I look at the internet every day.
Yo miro el internet cada día, ¿no?
And
y
they're telling me all these protesters on the street because the economy
calle,
is horrible and the inflation is 56%.
Que presentadas como horribles, inflación 56%,
so
etc.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, that
eso.
Is true right now.
Sí, es verdad. Sí,
but
es
it's
verdad.
Only been a year and a half
es solo un
of this high inflation
en
and the increasing shortages.
Tan elevada.
And what happened before that?
¿Y qué pasó antes?
You know, in 2012, poverty dropped by 20%.
La pobreza cayó por 20%.
You can find that on the World Bank website.
Sí,
that's household survey data. It's not in dispute. Opposition economists use the same data. Okay. That was never reported in the English language media.
En los medios de difusión de habla inglesa.
And of course, the Latin American media is even worse.
Y la prensa de América Latina es inclusive peor.
You know, I saw a protester outside that had their mouth taped shut.
Que se había puesto una cinta en la boca.
Who are they kidding?
Ahora, aquí. ¿A quién le está tomando el pelo el señor del, de la
María
cinta
Corina
en la boca?
Machado was on Globovisión just a few days
apareció
ago,
en Globovisión
defending the right of the people to overthrow the democratically elected government.
A un gobierno elegido democráticamente.
I can tell you that wouldn't happen here
eso
if you had a real possibility
no
of it happening.
Si existiese la posibilidad de que sucediese, no sucedería.
It wouldn't even happen here if you didn't have a possibility of it happening. They just wouldn't. They could say it, but they'd never get on national TV to say it.
Hay gente que sí que se manifiesta en contra, pero tampoco aparece en la televisión aquí.
And that's the global vision that the New York Times says no longer criticizes the government. They said
it
was the only critical voice. They have an interesting standard for critical voice. They mean Fox News times 10.
O sea, y que,
and
que
if you're not that,
Fox multiplicado
you're just
cinco.
An apologist for the regime.
Y que en realidad lo que es ese canal es solamente un canal que hace apología del régimen, dicen, ¿no?
So I just want to go through the for one minute.
Por un minuto, si me permiten, quisiera.
What's missing from the news on the economic front? Because that's what I look at
en las noticias
most.
Sobre el frente económico.
So you have a period.
O sea que hay un periodo
of 12 years in which you can look at the accomplishments because
los triunfos
of this government.
De ese gobierno.
And the obviously the Chavez government and the Maduro government.
Y es del gobierno de Maduro.
And obviously, the year and a half, the last year and a half has been bad. But if you look at 12 years,
si se mira 12
and
años,
actually, I would go 10 years back because that would be fair to the opposition.
Para ser justo con la oposición.
Because
porque
you want to go back to where the economy actually caught up with the
hay que remontarse cuando la economía
level it was before they destroyed it during the oil strike.
Antes del momento en que la destrozaron con el boicot del petróleo.
Because if you take it from the
porque
bottom, it's not really fair.
Si uno empieza desde lo más bajo,
so if you take it from
no
2004,
o sea, si se pone desde 2004,
income per person,
per person, not GDP, overall, but per person,
grew by 2.7% annually.
Creció 2.7% cada año.
Which is better than they've had at any
mejor
time in the last 30, 40 years. In fact, 20 years before Chavez had negative growth.
20 años antes de Chavez, el crecimiento fue
you have to go to Africa to find something that did as badly
para descubrir
during that period. It was worse than almost all of Latin America.
Y muchos en América Latina.
And during that time,
y la África siempre es peor que
poverty
la
was reduced,
y
as
la pobreza
Dan mentioned, by more than half.
Por más de la mitad, como dijo Dan.
Extreme poverty
la
by more than 70%.
Se redujo por más del 70%.
Millions of people got access to pensions.
Empezaron a tener acceso a jubilaciones.
Access to education. College enrollment, for example, tripled. Access to all levels of education increased.
La educación se multiplicó.
And they want to say that, oh, this is all over, and people are going to throw all this away because of the last year.
Pasado, por lo que pasó el año
and
pasado.
I don't really believe that's ever going to happen.
Y yo no creo que eso vaya a suceder.
Thank you.
Gracias, gracias.
Me iría con una gran frustración si este fuera el final.
I would feel frustrated if this was an ending.
Porque además me iría también con la sensación de que no supe hacer mi trabajo.
I think that I wasn't able to do my job.
Porque yo no voy a decir que Venezuela se está cayendo el gobierno porque no es verdad.
I will not say that the government is crumbling
pero
in Venezuela because that's not true.
Pero hay un real peligro sobre Venezuela.
But yes, there is a danger over Venezuela now.
Y si nos parásemos ahora, me da la impresión de que nos paramos, bueno, intercambiamos, compartimos, y nos vamos felices a conversar sobre lo que compartimos.
So, perhaps we might just finish this thing, get up and talk and just converse among ourselves.
No, hay una real amenaza sobre Venezuela.
But let me remind you, there's a real threat against Venezuela.
Y yo deseo que los presentes vengan con esa convicción y que las amenazas imperiales son muy serias.
And I wish you who have shown this conviction here to take into account that those threats are serious.
Porque se sabe cómo comienzan, pero solo ellos saben cómo terminan.
We have seen the beginning, but only they know what the ending will be.
El formato actual de Venezuela viene siendo probado y experimentado en distintos otros lugares del mundo.
Now, this experiment of Venezuela has been tried in other places of the world.
Es decir, estas jornadas de violencia que hay en Venezuela, a menos que las derrotemos políticamente.
Now, these days of violence in Venezuela, if we do not defeat them politically,
y eso significa derrotarlas en Venezuela y en el mundo.
To defeat them all over the world.
A menos que eso ocurra, esto se va a prolongar indefinidamente.
Because if not, this thing will go on and on forever.
La oposición radical no ha mostrado todavía todo lo que podría mostrar.
The radical opposition hasn't shown all of its colors yet.
Lo que voy a decir ahora es una opinión absolutamente personal.
No, this is just my personal opinion.
Yo tengo la impresión de que esto es un ensayo para algo más serio que viene.
I have the feeling that this is only a trial for something more serious to come.
Porque en Venezuela hay narco paramilitares infiltrados.
Because we have the infiltration of for narco paramilitary people infiltrated.
Y se ha organizado una red de lo que se llama el microtráfico de drogas, que es el tráfico de los pobres.
A network has been organized for drug trafficking among the poor.
Y se han ido creando unas redes.
And some networks have been created.
Sociales fascistas.
Social fascist networks.
No había en Venezuela una base social fascista.
We never had a fascist grassroots or base in Venezuela.
Ahora hay.
Now we have it.
No es mayoría, por supuesto.
Of course it's not a majority, of course not.
Pero cuando Hitler comenzó en Alemania no era mayoría.
Remember that Hitler, when he began in Germany, he didn't have the majority.
Pero el terror unido a la campaña mediática internacional.
But terror with an international media campaign
puede crear horrores.
Can create real horrors.
Todos ustedes creo que saben que una reina de belleza fue asesinada en Venezuela.
All of you know that a beauty queen was murdered in Venezuela.
Mejor dicho, dos.
Two of them actually. Two.
Una two. Hace unos días.
One a couple of days
como
ago.
Un mes.
About a month ago.
En una autopista.
On a highway.
En un atraco, atraco aparentemente un atraco de ladrones.
In like in a highway mugging.
Y eso fue un gran acontecimiento.
It was very well publicized.
Pero ahora fue asesinada otra.
Now, another beauty queen was murdered.
Y otro gran acontecimiento.
Which bueno, was also a
hay un plan para asesinar so, dirigentes políticos.
There is a plan to murder political leaders.
Incluso el presidente Maduro hace dos días en una rueda de prensa informó
informed 2 days ago
que
that
tenían la información de que Leopoldo López, el líder de la derecha radical,
he got information that Leopoldo López, the leader of the radical right,
iba a ser asesinado.
Was going to be murdered. The leader of the right opposition, rightist opposition.
Y el segundo hombre del gobierno actualmente, que es Diosdado Cabello,
and Diosdado Cabello, the second in command in Venezuela,
fue enviado a la casa de Leopoldo López a hablar con la familia de Leopoldo López.
Went to the house of Leopoldo López, the opposition radical leader, to talk to the family of Leopoldo López.
Para presentarle las pruebas que el gobierno tenía y tiene.
To show them, the family, the proofs that the government has.
De que Leopoldo López iba a ser asesinado.
That Leopoldo López was going to be murdered.
Y convencerlo que se entregara a la policía.
And so as to convince him to give himself to the police.
Porque Leopoldo López no se iba a entregar.
Because he was not ready to give up.
Se entregó.
But he
ahora, pregunto,
gave himself to the police.
¿Qué hubiese significado?
Now what would have happened
para la situación de Venezuela?
For Venezuela.
Que Leopoldo López hubiese sido asesinado.
If Leopoldo López, the radical rightist leader, would have been murdered.
Bueno, esos planes existen en Venezuela.
Well, those plans exist in Venezuela now.
Secuestrar parlamentarios, jueces,
talking about parliamentary
dirigentes
members,
políticos,
yeah, members of the assembly, that is,
es decir,
judges,
lo peor está por venir.
Politicians. I think that the worst is still to come.
Eso se puede impedir que ocurra.
That can be avoided.
Pero requiere la movilización que se está haciendo ahora en Venezuela, hoy. Se
so,
realizó en Venezuela.
And today there was a mobilization in Venezuela.
La Conferencia Nacional por la Paz.
It was the National Conference for Peace.
Presidida por el presidente Maduro.
Presided by President Maduro.
Con asistencia de las altas autoridades eclesiásticas
with
de Venezuela.
The participation of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church in Venezuela.
Y otras importantes personalidades.
And other churches and other personalities.
Porque si no se logra una movilización importante para impedir que eso ocurra.
Because only through a general mobilization we can stop those plans.
Y eso llegó a ocurrir, ustedes pueden imaginar la situación que se creó.
So imagine if some of those plans were implemented.
Ahora, eso es lo que se está haciendo en Venezuela.
No, that is happening in Venezuela.
Pero necesitamos hacer en el mundo.
But we need to have that same mobilization all over the world.
Porque esta situación tiene que ser denunciada, mostrada al mundo que este peligro existe.
We gotta show the world that this danger exists.
Es necesario que el mundo sepa.
So the world will know.
Y si mañana hay una cadena de atentados en Venezuela.
There is a series of attempts in Venezuela.
Sepa lo que eso significa.
The world actually will know what is the meaning of that.
Así que no sea una sorpresa.
So it's not a surprise.
Buena parte de la batalla en Venezuela está por una campaña.
A good part of the battle in Venezuela is in a campaign
que la podríamos llamar la verdad sobre Venezuela.
We can call the truth about Venezuela.
Y que vayamos diciendo,
and we should say,
por esas llamadas redes sociales,
through the social networks,
por las reuniones que propuso,
through the meetings that our colleague here
por
proposed,
las conversaciones entre grupos de amigos,
the conversations
por todos los sistemas ilimitados de información que tiene el mundo contemporáneo, la verdad sobre Venezuela.
Let's try to spread around the truth about Venezuela.
Es importantísimo.
It is very important.
Esencial.
It's fundamental.
Que ahora, en estos momentos,
that now,
esa campaña de la verdad sobre Venezuela
that
se haga con toda nuestra fuerza, con toda nuestra pasión,
about the truth in Venezuela is done with
y
all
con toda
our
nuestra convicción
strength, passion, conviction,
de que así, como la Revolución Bolivariana salvó a muchos pueblos,
so thus as the Bolivarian Revolution saved many peoples,
ahora hay la reciprocidad.
Now is the moment to reciprocate.
Hay que ayudar al pueblo venezolano,
to help the Venezuelan people,
a salvar su revolución.
To save their revolution.
Y eso es el asunto.
That's it. Thank you so much. Thank you.